Civil authorities are expecting crowds of up to 500,000 from all over the world by Monday for when the Vatican has scheduled an anniversary mass as a highlight of the ceremonies. Several thousand faithful from Karol Wojtyla's Polish homeland and around Europe itself departed on Friday in special buses and trains for the Eternal City. Almost 2,000 volunteers will hand out bottles of water to the pilgrims on what is due to be a very hot Sunday. A large police presence is also on hand to ensure that the proceedings go smoothly. Many of the faithful are being led by their local church leaders. Among them is Cardinal Polycarp Pengo of Tanzania.
For me, this atmosphere already this time going to the event of his death is very, very close to my heart in this, that I was one of those who went and saw him during the very last days. And the greatness of Pope John Paul II for me came out even more when he was sick than when he was alive and strong.
Also closely following the events is Karol Wojtyla's acquaintance and biographer Ludwig Ringeifel of the KNE Catholic News Agency.
What struck me most was this, he was theatrical. And yet, on the other hand, he was very authentic. That's almost a contradiction in itself, being an actor and authentic. And one other side of his personality was, of course, his dealing with his suffering. I remember scenes when he got sort of angry, when he noticed that his body didn't move like he wanted to, when his hands wouldn't move like he wanted to. Of course, this was never shown on television, that he suffered from his suffering.
Long queues have been forming for days here at the Vatican, especially at John Paul II's tomb in the grotto beneath St. Peter's Basilica. Many people are leaving notes and flowers there with intercessions and prayers. The postulator for John Paul II's beatification, Monsignor Slawomir Olga, says that based on the letters he gets alone, the numbers of pilgrims aren't surprising.
Most of these letters presents graces received by the intercession of the Pope. Every letter that arrives here we read with a great attention, so every letter is highly respected, but some are particularly touching and moving.
A prayer vigil is to be held tomorrow night in St. Peter's Square. Pope Benedict XVI will say the rosary with the faithful and give an address at 9:37 p.m., the time of his predecessor's death. I'm Catherine Smybert.